Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and welcome to Cellar Notes.
So last week we talked about some rosés, and they happen to all be from France. And, you know, one of the interesting things about this sort of explosion of popularity of rosé is that there's no one style, there's no one region. They're coming from everywhere, and it's kind of hard to lump them into sort of a ubiquitous cookie cutter.
That's right.
Blob.
That's right. So I mean, you got rosés for every purpose under the sun. And I have three different styles here from three different places, and it's really very interesting. And keep your ears peeled because there is one or two just tremendous values in these. The first one is Alto Lima Rosé from Vino Verde.
Okay.
Okay, in Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
Only 11% alcohol, 2017. This is one of the most pleasant and enjoyable rosés I've ever tasted. Like many Vino Verdes, it's slightly frizzante, a little bit of fizz in it. But it goes beyond that. This rosé has just tons of flavor, and it's clean and easy going as it gets. The aroma hue, it features strawberries and mangoes. The flavors are like raspberry and sweet peach, but it comes off as fairly dry, which is nice. The fizz kicks in the finish, closing the deal, so it's just a pleasant mouthful of wine.
That sounds great.
Just wonderful, just wonderful.
I mean, in Portugal, they've been making rosés for a long time.
Oh, Hugh, it's $10. That's what I call a super value.
You betcha.
That's wonderful. Now, that was kind of a very light and kind of almost a party rosé. They can be very serious, too, and have a kind of a more sophisticated outlook on life. Here's one from Jelu Estate Malbec from Argentina. It's J-E-L-U, a rosé of Malbec from 2018. This is a beautiful dry rosé with bittersweet fruit, and it's ideal for snacking all that good cafe food. This rosé is actually pretty full-flavored, and the impression I had was that it was kind of formal.
Interesting.
It's very, very dry, very fruit-friendly. The aroma is very sophisticated. Lots of bitter things going on, bitter cherry, field herbs, a touch of yeast. And the flavors center on, again, pleasantly bitter cherry with notes of Angostura bitters, sort of like orange,
okay.
Orange peel and lime. An intriguing wine, undoubtedly perfect for grilled seafood. But again, there was just something very sophisticated about this, and it wasn't what I would call a fun-loving rosé.
Right.
But kind of very interesting. Here was a fun-loving rosé I came across. This is Mesta Tempranillo Rosé from Castilla in Spain, 2018. This also is only $10, and it's made from organic grapes. It's a lovely off-dry rosé, very relaxed, very much an end-of-the-day kind of wine. I have a tradition called sundowners, and you go out and watch the sun go down with a nice glass of rosé in your hand, and all is well with the world. The aromas in this wine showed roses, something like bath powder, and nectarines. So really, really kind of nice, but all very, very
different.
Kind of pastel aromas. And this vibrant rosé has just abundant fruit, a touch of fizz, and a long, I would say, gingery finish. The red berry flavors are lush and inviting. And I bet you and your friends can't just drink one bottle. You know, it's fun. Another great value. So give these a try. We're going to put these on the website so people can look them up and order them right off the website. It's a lot of fun. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.